Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time now for the Jimmy Carter Report, the man that does know pretty much everything going on right here on 95.9 Austin's Texas Country, brought to you by good folks at Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, and Jim Swartner and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray plans to resign on or before inauguration. This, according to the Washington Times, he wants to quit because he doesn't want to get fired. So they say he's going to be gone by the inauguration. Yeah, that's a controversial position.
Because you can it's fight that firing and hang in there for quite a while. The way it's structured.
And it would be ugly, but he'd ultimately would lose.
Yeah, good for him.
Senator Tom Cotton says that all Trump people will be in. That's Pete. All of them. He thinks they're all going to make it through. Okay. Firefighters are having a rough time this morning, and they've been fighting since last night. A big fire in Malibu threatening Pepperdine University. Moving very fast. They'll save Pepperdine somehow if they have to just drop aerial things on them. But it's one of those wildfires that gets kicked up. Right now it's no containment out there in Malibu near Pepperdine University, if you know where that is. Many questions remain about Syria. What's going on over there? I think it's good news that this bad guy is out of there. But one thing we're not going to allow is to let ISIS take over the country. So America, the U.S. troops and planes have been bombing ISIS locations. Netanyahu's been taking care of some of the other stuff, too. And that place is definitely in flux. And it could be a big story before it's over with, good or bad. Anytime you get rid of a dictator over there, yeah, it's great that that terrible person is gone, but you can always go worse, and they're trying to keep that from happening. MSNBC, Fox News, election night, yeah, they're still trying to get rid of people at all. They told Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer, you're not going to get a raise this year on their multi-million-dollar salaries. They've already seen Chris Wallace walk out the door. Now Allison Camerata is going to leave. Her last day was just the other day.
She's been there a long time.
Yeah, she was at Fox.
Oh, is that right?
Then went to CNN. So we've been watching her on TV for a good while. Kylie Kelce, you know who she is. She's the wife of the guy that retired with the beard, Jason Kelce. Her podcast just got started, and now she's ahead of Joe Rogan.
Oh, come on.
Yep, came in number one on Spotify and Apple podcast charts. Not going to lie.
Nobody's pulled that off.
Well, she's a woman and got big backers. And see, the Joe Rogan's mostly a boy listen to thing, mostly a guy thing. So she's getting the ladies and... she's very entertaining and got her. She's not afraid to say words that a lot of people in the drawing rooms wouldn't say. I mean, she tells it like it is. I think that's one of the reasons she's appealing. Well, the New York Mets, who are owned by a really rich guy, I guess they are, because their New York Yankee superstar Juan Soto, 15-year, $765 million contract, the most lucrative deal in sports history. Whew. That is something. Time Magazine's Person of the Year. I can't believe they would put Kamala Harris as one of those. Trump, obviously, is one of those. Elon Musk is one of those, but he was already one in 2021, so they may not want to repeat that, although he would be a good candidate for him. And there are others, hard to say who they will pick. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going on the witness stand again. He's got some corruption trials stuff going on over there, supposedly accepting bribes in three separate instances, and they're, you know, a chase over there not dissimilar to what they were doing to Trump. The big story yesterday was former Marine Daniel Penny acquitted from criminally negligent homicide. Back in 2023, he was a Good Samaritan. This mentally ill person on a subway was out there with some kind of knife, and he took him down, put him in a chokehold, and he died. Alvin Bragg and the DA in New York, they wanted to have him charged with negligent homicide. Then they reduced it to something else, and then the jury said, we don't want him for anything, so he's out. His only problem now is a civil suit, but at least he won't be going to jail, and hopefully he'll get out of the civil suit. But that's very controversial. I mean, I just don't see how someone who was trying to obviously a person, you don't want to necessarily say everybody can go out and be like the vigilante in a Charles Bronson movie, but man, if it's some guy's in there, and what are they going to let him do? Just let him cut people and hurt people? And we'll just only restrain him a little bit. Don't kill him. Well, I don't know. I think the jury saw through that one. If you think life is tough in this country, Haiti. Haitian gangs have killed 180 people, mostly old people, in Port-au-Prince. They targeted this group of old people after they consulted a voodoo priest who blamed them for the leader's son's severe illness through witchcraft. So they fight voodoo and all that going on over there. I know, oh boy. All right, Luigi Mangione, I don't know what you've talked about, but one of the questions I want to know about him, and he claims in his manifesto that he was the only one involved in this. There is no other person. And he is a very smart person. I mean, he was valedictorian in his expensive high school, you know, engineering at University of Pennsylvania, led groups of creating games and things like that at the University of Pennsylvania, made one of these guns, if not both of them.
Yeah, the evidence is, yeah, of course you can do that with if you have the equipment, 3D printer, and you're smart enough to make your own, quote, ghost gun, and he did.
Yeah, but he's that smart. I mean, because he had his master's in computer science from University of Pennsylvania, so we stipulate he is the smartest guy in the room. But he's not a professional assassin, obviously, because he didn't have that good a plan. He had a plan to get this done somehow. But, you know, if you're at the Altoona McDonald's on your computer at 7 or 8 in the morning wearing a mask, and your picture's all over the Internet, that's not the smartest person in the world. So we'll see. But I want to know who radicalized him. I know he had a back problem. I didn't get the whole, more will come out about that. So he had dealt with insurances, but he's from a wealthy person. He's a wealthy person, I think on his own a little bit, but wealthy family. So I don't think it was anything like that. They couldn't pay for his back surgery or anything.
Well,
he certainly got radicalized, though.
But they've detailed his, to some degree, his, quote, manifesto that he was carrying with him. And there's apparently very little in there. There's nothing about the planned murder, but the majority of the manifesto is against capitalism and corporate America.
Yeah.
Which a lot of academician kind of types are very much against. So maybe the system and his own brain radicalized him?
You know, I was looking to that, and people are very critical of people who have shown sympathy for Daniel Penny. And some people are very critical of people who have tried to. I think everyone can stipulate it is 100% wrong to go and shoot somebody on the street in New York City, no matter what your problem is. Okay, that's a civilized society. He's going to jail forever. I think they're getting him on second-degree murder or whatever it is, but he's not going to ever get out of jail in our lifetime. But health care in the country is a mess for a thousand reasons. You know, and I made a thought, and I never really made it a statement, I thought myself, because I was born at a Catholic hospital, St. Margaret's Hospital in Montgomery. And I was just saying to myself, I wonder, you know, were things better when the churches, the Baptist, the Methodist, the different churches, the Seventh-day Adventists, I know have hospitals in Altamont Springs in Central Florida, when the hospitals were owned by churches or church organizations. They were kind of non-profit. But I don't know if that's a big discussion for someday.
I mean, they kind of still are, is the bottom line. Not all, of course. But, you know, here it's Ascension. That's the Catholic Church, St. David's. That's non-profit Catholic as well. But in order to compete, to be able to have the best doctors and to provide the, it may be non-profit, but the CEO's still making $8 million. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, and then Nashville is the home of the hospitals, Columbia Healthcare, HCA, all those big people that own non-church hospitals are in Nashville. And the healthcare people, I think this United Healthcare, are they worth something? I think I read something like $700 billion is what the worth of that company is. Mm. Boy, and then what was the story last week about one of these healthcare was telling people how long you could have anesthesia and under what circumstances and all that stuff. I don't know. It doesn't sound good, but it doesn't sound like something that someone can go out and fix this afternoon either. You know, it's such a complicated issue of who pays for the hospitals. And then you've got this other part, and this is something Trump hasn't even tried to get into because he's not going to. But every once in a while you see people that want to raise up and try to do tort reform, which is trying to put limits on some of these, you know, with all these people that are advertising on television, these lawyers, ambulance chaser lawyers, and, you know, trying to put a limit on judgments. Yes, if someone gets killed by a dump truck, that's a very bad thing. But should it be $100 million? Should there be a limit of $50 million or whatever? You know, should there be limits on how much you can get on things? I don't know. That's controversial, but it's one of the reasons you have insurance rates so high. One of the reasons, anyway. So I don't know. A lot of people talking about a lot of issues, but complicated world we live in, and Trump is swimming in all of it and seems to be having a great time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And back with page two, here's Jim Akata.
Oh, lots of stories out there for the news people to chase today, and it's more than just the New York shooter and Daniel Penny. Let's see. We've got the president of Brazil, Lula, is undergoing emergency brain surgery right now. Sweden is talking about a social media age limit. You've already had one put in Australia. We'll see if that filters over to the United States. Tokyo is adopting a four-day work week, encouraging women to have children. Because I imagine they, you know, the population must not be doing right over there. So that is interesting. A retiree who shot Amazon delivery drones has cut a plea deal, so they're not going to go after him as hard. This is a lot of, you know, you just don't hear a lot of things that are going on around the world. It's very interesting because people get in these, particularly CNN and Fox, they pick out two or three stories and they just drive them. And they don't go, you know, to really very deep on anything else. So Beyonce tour NFL appearance thrown into doubt because of Jay-Z. Jay-Z's been accused of raping a 13-year-old along with Diddy, and Jay-Z is mad as a hornet about it, and he wants them to put up or shut up, and he's claiming blackmail, and who knows? So see what's going on.
Now, is Jay-Z head of entertainment with the NFL's, or is that...
Yeah, well, he's the consultant or whatever right. It is for the Super Bowl. I don't know how that title is exactly, but I think he produces or was producing the Super Bowl show.
So that's definitely not a good look for him.
Where we all went wrong is we didn't go to work for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, this is true.
We should have all gone to work for Taylor Swift. $197 million in bonuses. Now, I know the truck drivers, 18-wheelers, haul all the gear around to the different places. There were 50 of them for her on this tour domestically.
Holy.
50 18-wheelers. Now, if you're normal country tour or anything else, it's 8 or 9, but somehow this was got 50 for all the things that need to get hauled around. She gave every one of those 50 that stayed with the tour, you know, that was with the tour, I guess, most of the time, $100,000. And that's the low end of what she was giving out. On the high end, she made every member of her band millionaires.
Woo!
Instant millionaires.
Yeah, I should have went to work with her.
Now, it's very, you know, you still got, all right, let's just say she has 10 people in the band, I don't know, and guitar techs and everybody else. That's still just $10 million. We got a lot of millions to give away.
No
here.
One does that, though. Artists don't make their side men or women millionaires.
No, but they don't even make them 100 heirs. I mean, they do keep them on salary. I mean, a lot of the ones I know have kept their bands on salary, but at some point they cut that loose when they're not touring very much, and then they try to pick up. Maybe they keep one or two people, you know, that they really need, the drummer maybe, and the keyboard guy, and if they're the lead guitarist, and then they can find other side men like that. It's hard to find a drummer or an organ player, piano player, because they're usually music director.
I've certainly never been in a band or been on tour with a band, but I've been around it my whole life. And I don't care how many hundreds of millions of dollars an artist makes, I can name more that are known for just having strict management, whether they're in charge of it or not. They put somebody else in charge of it, and they don't share the wealth like she does. Am I right, Eric?
I've never known anybody to share the wealth.
From George Strait to Garth Brooks, those musicians in the band are not millionaires. None of them.
After all those years. And, you know, it's like yesterday, here was the headline in Variety, or one of the headlines, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is history's first $2 billion tour. And I swear to you, I didn't read the story, still haven't. But the first thing I thought when I saw that is, yeah, it's the biggest thing ever, $2 billion, but the cost to put on her show is probably greater than any show in history. And then you tell me there's 50 18-wheelers that travel with that show?
Yeah. Wow. But she also has on tour with her, of course, there's a tremendous video team. The video team is probably close to what you would put out, you know, for one of the regional, at least the regional ESPN games. With all the different things she has done. But she has physical therapists on tour.
But on top of all these expenses, she's incredibly generous with the people. And that's to be known, I think.
All right, let's see. $2 billion in ticket sales, 10 million people attend the concerts. Wembley Stadium had 753,000 people there, 8 nights for 753,000 people. The one biggest show was 96,000 with Melbourne, Australia. The closest thing to this tour has ever been is Coldplay, Music of the Spheres World Tour, $1 billion, and Elton John did $239 million.
Yeah, and what I've observed over the years is people see a headline like that, that aren't in the industry especially, and say, Taylor Swift just did a $2 billion tour. They think she made $2 billion. No.
No, you start cutting that down. I mean, number one, the taxes are going to be strong. She's paid a lot of taxes and a lot of business expenses, but it would be her tax return would be fantastic to look at. She is a billionaire. There's no question about that. Then, if you just break this down even further, her concert tour film is running on Disney Plus now. Whew. It they've self-financed it. Okay, it was $15 million. They paid for it themselves, and it grossed $261 million. So most of that, they made $150-180 million profit
on the film for a great promotional video.
Yeah, so wow. I mean, that kind of money, $32 million they've grossed so far on the book. I mean, we're talking a lot of different monies going around here from different revenue streams too. Now, last night, I know we're late, we got to go, but did you ever cut on Disney Plus to watch what they were doing to Monday Night Football?
Just for a little bit.
I couldn't get into it. I tried. I watched it for about 10 minutes or so, and I didn't know what was going on. I needed to have the real game up there to compare it. That would be the way to do it, but it was weird.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson was running around, and
yeah,
everybody was an animated feature, and I don't know if it was absolutely following the path of the game the way it was done, but it was
interesting. I was watching pregame, and they were doing pregame with, you know, animated announcers,
yeah,
and one of the football players clearly in the pregame, you know, they were, you know, kicking field goals or whatever, was just sitting in the end zone spinning around as if it was messed up. And even the commentators are like, well, they're going to have to fix that glitch.
For those who didn't see it, and I didn't either, the game was completely animated, Simpsons style, on Disney.
Yeah.
Itchy and Scratchy were holding the yard markers. Mo had a juice bar instead of a tavern. Bart, Homer, and Lisa would show up in the team huddles. Chief Wiggum popped up with signs when penalties happened, like delay of game. And an alien spacecraft hovered over the whole field. So
they're going to edit it and put it on Disney Plus in a day or two, because ESPN and, well, Disney owns ESPN. Need I say more? So,
Jimmy, you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, and of course, Swartner Farm and Ranch. Yeah, real quick, we had this earlier this morning. Here is part of the pregame.
We have a special guest today on the Manning Cast.
You all know him as America's favorite nuclear employee and donut-loving dad, Homer Simpson.
I'm thrilled to be here. I've been a big fan of this show ever since someone explained to me what it was 5 minutes ago.
As you two elite athletes know, sometimes in the moment you just stop thinking and your instincts take over. Well, my instinct was to cry and to pee my pants a little bit.
Been there.
Done that.
So, Homer, tell us what you learned from being on the Manning Cast.
Well, you guys taught me what's really important in life. Finding a job where you only work 3 hours a week, and also not every week.
Yeah. Well said, Homer.
And they weren't appearing live. Both Peyton and Eli and Homer and everybody were all animated during that stretch.
You see Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase at the very end of the game, after they're hugging each other, game's over, they stood like a pie or something. They smeared donuts in each other's face. Same donuts that they were, you know, the whole donut thing with The Simpsons.
Did not know.
Yeah. Donut in the face.
It's a interesting time to be alive, is it not? It's 8:03, Eric and Bob. And our morning talk show continues in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.